Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today, we're going to give you some details about the upcoming virtual fall rendezvous. And Karen Nettles from the Homeport crew is going to join me to talk us through the details of that, because, of course, it's a very different event than a in-person, face-to-face rendezvous would be. Before we jump into the topic, I do want to take a moment, as always, to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Beneteau, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. Karen Nettles, thank you for joining me again. We usually have you join us around the time of some of our bigger events so we can fill everybody in on how they're going. So thanks for being here again.
Glad to be a part of it. Glad we can share this information with the members.
Yeah, because it's certainly going to be a different event. And as you and I were chatting earlier today, 6 months ago when we canceled the spring rendezvous, we really didn't dream that we would be looking at the fall rendezvous and unable to do it in the traditional way. So this is kind of an unusual time, not just for loopers, but our events are certainly pivoting a little bit to be online.
Yeah, that's for sure. We've had to juggle a bit, but I know that we're not the only ones. There's lots of everybody in this pandemic world's had to juggle and rethink things. But, you know, at least we have the value of the internet and we can at least do things virtually. So in regards to the fall rendezvous, you know, what are the dates, you know, and how are we going to adjust all that?
Yeah, it's been you know, kind of an interesting process and figuring this out as we go along. So we did, you know, we have the benefit of having done several webinars when the spring rendezvous was first canceled. So we're kind of going all in with a full virtual rendezvous. So we initially thought we would do it for 5 or 6 days straight, very similar to an in-person event. But we polled our members and they were much more interested in an online version that was only a few times a week. So it's spanning the course of 3 weeks, beginning on October 6th, which is a Tuesday. And we will meet every Tuesday and Thursday evening from October 6th, wrapping up on Thursday, October 22nd. So spanning most of the month of October, but meeting on a rather infrequent basis during that. And I think that is a good plan. It'll allow everybody time to digest the information in between, time for us to work out any kinks if they happen in between. And of course, everyone's a little bit more used to the virtual environment at this point. So the webinars we did went pretty smoothly from a technical standpoint. So we're looking forward to trying this new event, and it's something different. There's certainly some benefits, I think, to doing this virtually, because it kind of opens up the opportunity to a whole different group of loopers who maybe are still working and wouldn't have the time to take a whole week to join us at Joe Wheeler State Park in the middle of October. So we're looking forward to, you know, possibly bringing in a new group and also helping some of the existing loopers who are perhaps have been to in-person events and are willing to take this journey down the virtual road with us.
Yeah, I think it's certainly going to be different, but obviously, like you said, it's going to be, you know, it's going to have some positive side effects as well as an in-person event. Now, obviously, you know, trying to duplicate some of the in-person components in a virtual environment. So I guess we need to kind of break down what this virtual rendezvous is going to be all about. So let's start with the seminars. What seminars are going to be included with this?
Yeah. And one of our challenges absolutely was planning the agenda. The actual an in-person traditional face-to-face rendezvous typically has about 40 or so hours of scheduled activities over the course of 4 or 5 days. We know that people just don't have that attention span or that kind of appetite for that much information sitting in front of a computer or another device. So we really had to take a look at the agenda and figure out how we could give meaningful, useful content without spending too many hours. So we have traditionally had route sessions at our rendezvous. That's, you know, something that we only typically do at rendezvous. And in the fall, we have in the past started from the site of the Spring Rendezvous, which is Norfolk, Virginia. I'm sorry, got that backwards. We would typically start at Joe Wheeler State Park and bring everyone around the southern half of the route back to Norfolk, where the spring event was held. Since there was no spring event this year, we felt like there was a little bit more of flexibility and need to change that starting point. So we're starting the route sessions as loopers come off of Lake Michigan. And, you know, typically we're sitting there on along the Tennessee River and folks have already done that section. But with the Illinois waterway still closed for lock maintenance, loopers still continuing this year will still be on Lake Michigan at the time of this event. So we're going to start the route sessions. And, you know, this is useful for people currently on the loop, but also good information for those who are looping in the future. We'll start from the Illinois waterway and over the course of 4 evenings, cover from the Illinois waterway all the way down the river system through the Gulf to Fort Myers, Florida. Reason we decided to stop in Fort Myers is because that, assuming the whole COVID situation is under control, our next face-to-face large-scale event will be in Fort Myers in January. So Fort Myers was a great stopping point. If we, for any reason, can't do a face-to-face in January, then if this virtual event is a success, we can look at continuing virtually from Fort Myers to Norfolk. So that's the route seminars. The other seminar that we're presenting on the first night is a best of the loop seminar. And I'm going to present that. Basically, we've had our members for quite some time now telling us their favorites that they did along the loop in a whole bunch of different categories, everything from things to see and do, historic sites, restaurants, locks. So we're going to give everybody details about the loop, you know, go over the stats, the waterways included, but then kind of show you the route through what members said is the best of what's out there. So kind of whet your appetite a little bit for what you'll see and do along the way. And that's the first night. And then the route sessions will start after that.
Okay, so I know you haven't mentioned anything about looping 101 sessions. Typically, that's part of the in-person event. So are we not going to have any of those part of the live event, and will they be included in any way?
That was another agenda thing we struggled with. You know, how can we fit in everything we want to fit in? If you've been to an in-person rendezvous, you know there's two tracks running all the time. One is the looping 101 sessions, and the other is the route sessions. For looping 101, we have decided not to do any live during the rendezvous, but we are including access to 4 Looping 101 sessions. And the way we're doing that is through already recorded webinars. We've recorded several after the Spring Rendezvous was canceled, and those are all archived and in a library on our website. And we plan to continue those standalone webinars after the virtual fall rendezvous is over. So anyone who's registered for the rendezvous, we'll get 4 of our existing webinars. And again, those are everything, things from Looping 101 sessions, and also virtual looper crawls are part of those webinars. So you can pick 4 either from what's already in the library or kind of bank those credits, so to speak, and use them for future scheduled webinars. So that's kind of the best way we could come up with to include some of that content, again, without forcing everybody to sit in front of a computer for, you know, 40 hours in the space of a week or a few weeks. I should also mention, actually, one thing I forgot when I was talking about the route sessions is that they will be recorded. So if you're unable to attend one of the evenings, or if you're not looping for, you know, a year or two and want to relook at that information, if you are registered, you will have access to the recordings of those.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would like to participate, and that won't hold them back, knowing that they can do that, listen and watch the recorded sessions at their own leisure later on if they're not able to do it live. Speaking of live, we know that in the in-person events, there's a lot of social interaction, and that's one of the things that people love about the rendezvous. There's the camaraderie and being able to meet other people and learning about their looping experience and so forth and where they are in their journey. So how is that going to be replicated in the virtual rendezvous?
Yeah, that again was one of the huge challenges in trying to plan something like this, because everyone talks about the loop being about the people you meet, and that, you know, starts for some people who are planning at a rendezvous. So we're trying to keep it about the people, even though we're distanced from each other. So one of the things we do over the course of three or so nights, evenings, that, you know, at dinner time at the live events, in-person events, is introduction of loopers. And we give an opportunity for those who are in progress on the loop, those who have completed the loop, and those who are still planning to take the mic for a minute or two and just introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about who they are. So many people have funny stories that go along with that. And that kind of kicks off the in-person rendezvous with everyone feeling a little familiar with each other. So we started looking at how we might be able to do that virtually. And we have included the introduction of loopers in the virtual environments. The difference there, though, instead of breaking up the large group over three nights to make it manageable, we are going to break us up into three or four groups and do those introductions of loopers simultaneously. So instead of hearing everyone's little intro, you'll be hearing a smaller subset of that. But again, in a virtual environment, we didn't feel like we could spare, you know, 3 hours or something along that line just to do these introductions. So you'll have the experience. It'll be virtually. It'll be a little bit different, but we are including it. We are also giving some opportunities for some small group interaction. And the plan there is to put a gold looper or a gold looper couple with registrants from four or five or six different boats. So a solo or a couple or a family that is going to be looping. We're trying to create those small groups so that the folks in the group have something in common. So we'll probably put it together a group for those from Canada. And it's not that we want to isolate our Canadian friends from the US citizens, but they do have some different concerns about doing the loop because of crossing the border and the ramifications of being in the US for a certain amount of time and the different paperwork they need to file. And so because they have different types of questions, you know, that's an example of one group. We will put together families that are doing the loop because they, of course, have some different concerns. And then for the more common, you know, retired couple doing the loop together, we'll break them into different groups. Also looking for a commonality. It may be the type of boat they're looping on. It may be when they plan to loop. But our hope there is to give you that social connection that you're not getting at the in-person rendezvous. But by breaking it into these small groups with a commonality, we're hopeful that those, you know, they will make that connection and hopefully stay in touch as they continue on their journey of the loop. So that's one other social interaction. And then a third that we're also offering is one night where there's no seminars. It's just kind of all about connections, so to speak. And one of the things happening on that evening is it's speed networking, for lack of a better term. But it's a networking opportunity. Think of it as a virtual cocktail party, where you're mingling and interacting with several different loopers like you would at a rendezvous for short amounts of time. So you'll enter the networking area virtually, and the software will automatically pair you with another attendee. So if you're a couple, the two couples will be paired, and you get to chat. You can exchange contact information virtually through the software. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting experiment. Some of us are a little bit more shy, I think, online, or some of us are just by nature a little bit more introverted. But that's one of the nice things about the loop is everybody's got that thing in common. So it's pretty easy to strike up a conversation just by asking people what their loop plan is or what kind of boat they're thinking of or things like that. So it's very much like a speed networking kind of thing. You can pair for software set to 4 minutes before it times out and it moves you on to somebody else. But you do have the ability, as I said, to exchange a virtual boat card, so to speak, so that you can contact that person offline. And it also lets you, if you're having a great conversation and the 4 minutes is about to be up, you can initiate a one-on-one virtual call with the other person that you're talking with right then. And this is all video and audio, so you can make a little bit more of a connection. From a technical standpoint, this is the part that, you know, members will not be familiar with and hopefully will be open and accepting to the technology that we're using for it. But it's the best we can do to create socially distanced networking and connections. So that's the plan for the interaction.
Well, considering it's going to be virtual, I think it will be a benefit. It will have that personal connection, and so people shouldn't shy away from that and think they're not going to get that, but they will get it in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the sessions, obviously going on, be virtual on over the internet. What platforms being used for the sessions?
So for everything except for the one evening where I mentioned it was about connections, which is we'll be using a different tool for that. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But all of the seminars, the small groups, the introductions, basically everything except for one specific evening is all happening on Zoom. And we chose Zoom for a few reasons. One is that so many people have used Zoom since the pandemic began to communicate with family and friends. So many of us are somewhat familiar with it. If you're not, that's okay, because it's actually very simple, and we will be holding a pre-session kind of trial, so you can log into Zoom. We'll be online. You can log in and make sure that your video is working, your audio is working. You can participate without video if you don't have a computer or a device with a webcam. That's fine too. There's even a phone number you can use to call in instead of using a computer or device's audio if for some reason you prefer that. But of course, for the seminars, you're going to want to be able to see the visuals. And it's helpful on the social interaction to be able to see the other people as well. So one little thing to note for if you're attending about Zoom, though, Zoom actually has two different functions that are very similar, but each has different features. So we are using Zoom's webinar package for all of the seminars, really everything except for the small groups and the intros. For the small groups and the intros, because we want to set you up to interact with people, we're using the standard Zoom meeting platform. And that is, where everybody's on camera and everybody can talk. So it's the same, but you will have different links. So I just wanted to point that out, because on the two evenings where we're doing the intros and the small groups, we'll start off in the Zoom webinar platform where you'll have one link. We'll go through the seminars we're doing for that day, and then everyone will log off and come back with a different link into Zoom, into the Zoom regular meeting interface where those social interactions will happen. So that's how we're using Zoom. We used Zoom for most of the webinars we did back in spring and summer. Very few technical problems with people connecting. It was honestly pretty flawless with people connecting. So we're pretty comfortable with using Zoom. Karen, before we move on to that other piece, that other evening I've kind of alluded to where we're not using Zoom, let's just take a quick break and play a message from one of our sponsors. And when we come back, we will hop in, which is the other tool. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by both the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob? Use them to plan your Great Loop cruise and learn about the places you can visit. In the cockpit, important navigation info is always ready at your side, plus marina listings, anchorages, services, and so much more. Each Skipper Bob and Waterway Guide is updated yearly, and waterwayguide.com and skipperbob.net keep you current with navigation alerts, cruising news, fuel prices, and special deals. With the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob at the helm, you'll always be on course. Order yours today at the AGLCA Ship Store at greatloop.org. Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob are proud sponsors at the Admiral level with AGLCA.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. My guest today is not actually a guest. She's a member of the Homeport crew. Karen Nettles is with us, and we are talking about the upcoming virtual fall rendezvous. So let's jump it back in. We've talked about Zoom. What's next? Where should we go from here?
Well, the other component, I know part of the in-person rendezvous that people come to expect is the participation from sponsors, having the exhibits there, having the show and tell sessions, and just being able to have that one-on-one time with them. So how is that going? How are the sponsors going to fit into the agenda and be able to interact with folks?
Yeah, as always, sponsors are an important part of our events and important part of AGLCA as a whole. So we certainly wanted to include them because they offer the services and products that you need to do the Great Loop. And we didn't want our sponsors to miss out on meeting our loopers, and we didn't want our loopers to miss out on hearing what these sponsors have to offer them. So there's a couple of things we're doing to involve the sponsors. One is lunch and learn. And if you've been to an in-person rendezvous, you probably know these as show and tells. But basically, it's a short 20-minute session where the sponsor has an opportunity to tell you about themselves and their products and services. They're basically able to use that time however they'd like. So, you know, sometimes sponsors have used that to just provide educational content. Sometimes they show you their software or app or whatever they may be offering. So those are happening at the noontime hour. So those of you who are available at lunchtime can have your lunch and watch a couple of webinars. We're doing 2 to 3 a day of these 20-minute lunch and learn sessions. So they're scheduled from noon to about 1:10. So we have 5-minute breaks in between them. They may not be every day, depending on how many sponsors want to be included. Right now, we've left them on the agenda beginning October 8th, which is Thursday. And it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, again, just like the overall event. The other way to interact with sponsors is on that night I've mentioned that's going to be a little different than the rest, where there's no seminars planned. It's basically a social interaction night, both with your fellow loopers and with our sponsors. So in addition to the networking I've mentioned, there will be a virtual expo hall, and our sponsors who are participating will have a virtual expo booth. And basically, you'll enter that area, you'll click on each one or tap on each one to visit their booth, and you will be connected live with the sponsor. Some of them will have a video playing for you. Others, it'll be a lot like a virtual version of walking up to a booth at a trade show or at our rendezvous. If we were in the lobby there at Joe Wheeler State Park, and you walk up to speak to a sponsor, it's the virtual equivalent of that. So the sponsor will be in the booth. The video camera will be rolling. They can share their screen if they want to show you an app or something like that that they would normally be demoing at their booth. But they can also just socially interact with you, chit chat about you, your loop, how they can help you. So using your audio and video in that section is also useful. Up to 6 to 8 loopers can join the booth at one time and interact with the sponsor. The others can see and hear what's going on if there's more than, you know, the max number participating in the conversation. The rest can get in line, so to speak, like you would if you were live and in person. And as somebody leaves the booth, you'll have your audio and video availability to talk with the sponsor. So it's a pretty good virtual replication of the experience you would have at the expo hall at a regular rendezvous. So that's also that same night where the networking opportunity is happening, and we're hopeful that members will enjoy it and be able to virtually walk by moving in and out of the different areas that are available to them that evening.
Well, like I said, it sounds like there's going to be some good interaction. It might be a little bit of a learning curve. You've mentioned that, you know, Zoom's going to be used for the sessions that people may or may not be familiar with. And then Hopin, which you've mentioned, that's going to be used for that one particular night for the meet and greet, and then also for the sponsors and the exhibit, the virtual exhibits. So people may be a little bit overwhelmed. So how are we going to prepare people technically, or making sure that everything's, you know, they're understanding the platforms and that sort of thing, and being able to function and navigate in those platforms?
Well, for all of you who are listening, Karen has done a great job of preparing some tech tips for you. And they will be going out once a day to registrants starting, you know, 10 or so days before the event. They'll also be on our website for registrants to review those. And that includes details about how we're specifically using both Zoom and Hopin, which is the tool for the meet and greet networking night and the sponsor interaction. You know, there are opportunities with Zoom for you to join a test meeting. So there's links for all of that in these tips. And that's kind of a test meeting on your own, but we'll also be doing the Zoom trial practice night, so to speak, before the rendezvous begins. Hopin is a little bit different, and Zoom just doesn't have the features that we wanted for some of this social interaction, the meet and greet networking, and the expo hall. So we did choose Hopin. So that will certainly be something that probably no one has used before. It's a pretty simple tool, but there are some, you know, key things to remember that Karen has put in the tech tips. We are also planning, we have not quite done it yet, but we'll be making a video so that you can review ahead of time how we're going to use Hopin. So you'll be able to, you know, kind of check out the features and how we plan for you to use them. And all throughout, whether it's a Zoom night or a Hopin night, the Homeport crew is going to be available through the chat features on these platforms or through a specific email address so that we can help you. Now, bear in mind, we don't run Zoom or Hopin, but we've learned a lot about them, and we can hopefully help you troubleshoot tech issues. And in some circumstances, we may have to pass you on to Zoom or Hopin. But like I said, Zoom worked pretty flawlessly for us for the webinars that we've done, and it was, you know, probably 10 of them. So we're pretty confident in the technology we've selected.
Okay, so sounds like, you know, we'll have it, should have everybody covered. Like I said, if we haven't answered it for them, then we can certainly have the contact of tech support with these platforms to get mm-hmm. the answers. But they can be rest assured we'll hold their hand and get them through it, whatever the case may be. We know that, like I said, you've covered the seminars and the sponsor interaction and the social interaction. Are there some other components of the agenda?
Yeah, there's a few other things that we do at our in-person events that we are replicating because we wanted it to be some fun as well. We know that it can be tedious sitting in front of a device or computer. So we've broken up the seminars, first of all. What usually would be a 90-minute session at an in-person event has been broken into two 45-minute sessions happening the same evening with some sort of break, literal break, but also some other activity mixed in. So one night we will have a Great Loop trivia game, and that is being sponsored by Michael Martin. He's a yacht broker with Curtis Stokes and Associates. Basically, it's a, if you've ever been to like a bar trivia kind of thing, it's very similar. It's virtually happening where we'll read, but you'll also see the questions. You'll punch in your answer on a device or computer, and there'll be a leaderboard with individual leaders, but we also plan to have the small groups from the evening that happened previously also keep team scores on that. So it should be a really fun, about a half an hour of just, you know, lighthearted time instead of focusing in depth on a seminar. So that's the kind of the break activity one evening. Another evening, we will be doing our award ceremony, which we typically do the last night of a rendezvous. Because we missed the spring rendezvous, we'll be presenting the Harbor Host of the Year Award to Kay and Robert Creech. And that usually happens in the spring, but since there was no event, we've held that for the fall. We will be presenting the Sponsor of the Year Award, and that was just announced a few days ago that the winner of that is SK Yards in Brewerton, New York on the Lake Oneida. And then we will also be awarding the Ron and Eva Staub Volunteer Award. We haven't announced that one quite yet, so I'm going to keep that a secret for the time being on who the winner is, but we'll be doing all of those on our awards night. And then one other thing on the night where we're doing the meet and greet and the sponsor expo is that we have a virtual photo booth happening. And for the last few events, we just, you know, fairly recently started doing kind of a red carpet photo opportunity where we have a backdrop and members stand there and the, usually the Homeport crew takes pictures and we print them on site. And so you leave with a little memento of the event. We're doing that virtually as well, and we have a really fun photo booth set up, and that is being sponsored by Visit the Tennessee Valley and Turner Marine. And they, basically the photo booth, you will either snap a selfie on your computer or device, or if you're not a selfie kind of person, you can choose a photo already existing on your device or computer. You upload that. If there's a background on it, the software can remove the background and you can insert a virtual background. So you can either have Burgies behind you or the AGLCA logo, or you can make it look like you were actually at Joe Wheeler State Park. You can frame it and put some stickers on there, and it's just kind of a fun process. And at the end of that, you are able to download a copy of the picture so you can share it with all your social media friends. So we think that's actually going to be a lot of fun. That is happening that one night that we're not using Zoom. So there'll be a link in the Hopin reception area to the photo booth. So when you get to the Hopin reception area, there'll be buttons to go to the networking area for the meet and greet. There'll be buttons to go to the expo to meet the sponsors, and there'll be a link for the photo booth.
All right. Well, like I said, it sounds like, you know, that we've worked to get the in-person components, you know, to bring them to the virtual world as best that we can. I know one of the other things that people look forward to at the in-person event is the tradition of welcome bags. So how are we going to be doing welcome bags this year with the virtual event?
We are actually physically mailing the welcome bags, and we do know people look forward to getting all that swag and the goodies from our sponsors, as well as some useful information in there. Curtis Stokes and Associates is sponsoring t-shirts for registrants, so that'll be right there in that welcome bag as well. Kevin Severance Insurance is providing the actual welcome bag that all the other items will go into, and it's a great reusable insulated tote, so it's really good for provisioning on the loop because it'll keep the cold things that you're purchasing cold for a little bit longer with the insulation there. We've also got shipping sponsors that are helping us offset the cost of shipping out these welcome bags, and those are Marathon Marina and Nebo Tracker, so they'll be recognized there on the box. And then inside the box, we've got, as I said, goodies from sponsors. But very specifically, we've got a few special goodies that are going in there. And Saunders Yacht Works is sponsoring our snacks so that you'll have some snacks to enjoy while you're watching the virtual rendezvous. Capable Cruising is sponsoring our docktails. So there will be a little cocktail mixer inside the bag, and you can mix that with your choice of beverage. So lots of goodies in the bag, and we want to thank the sponsors who have participated in that because it's going to make it a little bit more fun and special that you're actually getting the physical bag to go with the virtual event.
And when can the attendees expect to receive the bag?
We expect to have it there for you before the event begins on October 6th. So they'll be leaving South Carolina. We have to do all the stuffing of those and getting them all prepped for mailing. They will be leaving late the week of September 21st, which should give it plenty of time to arrive to you by the start of the event. One thing I do want to mention is in the bag and is really important is a rendezvous booklet. And that is usually given out at our live event, but we've replicated that since you're physically getting the bag. Take a look at that. You know, there's details in there. There's a detailed agenda, a printed copy of the tech tips that Karen's prepared, so you can have that in front of you. And there'll also be some physical handouts from some of the route seminars will be in the bag as well. So definitely take a look through the bag when it arrives.
So a bunch of goodies and a lot of valuable resources as well to help them navigate the virtual rendezvous.
Exactly.
The other thing I know that, you know, people take benefit of if they get to go to an in-person rendezvous and they have the benefit of getting they're able to do a membership renewal at half price. So is that going to be a component or a benefit of this particular rendezvous as well?
Absolutely it is. When you go on to register, you will see optional add-ons, which one of them is membership renewals at half price. So you can extend your membership for a year, 2 years, 3 years, or even the lifetime membership, and all of them are 50% off. So you just select that, and it gets added to your total when you check out, and we handle it from there to update your expiration date.
Well, that's great to know because I know a lot of people look forward to doing that. Also, you know, looks like that we've covered all the bases and tried to incorporate, you know, a little bit of all the in-person elements into this rendezvous. Obviously, an in-person rendezvous is almost a week long and has meals and that sort of thing. What kind of registration price are we looking at it for this particular package?
Yeah, well, thankfully, since it is not in person, there's no meals included except for the snacks that our sponsors are sending for you. So we've been able to do it at a much lower price point than other rendezvous have been in the past. So you can register at greatloop.org/virtual is the direct link to the page with all of the details. Registration is $165. That includes up to two people watching on one device. So if you're part of a couple, you know, the $165 covers you both. If you're part of a family, the whole family's welcome to gather around the device, and the $165 covers you. So it's a much lower price point than most of our events because we don't have the expenses associated with the in-person component. I do want to mention, though, that the close dates are coming up real soon. And in order to get your t-shirt that Curtis Stokes is sponsoring, you need to register by September 13th. That's the deadline because we need time to have the shirts produced, obviously, and get them into the bags to ship to you. So that is just right around the corner, of course. After that, you can still register. We will do our best to get you a t-shirt, but can't make any promises after that date. But registration closes for everyone on September 22nd. And once again, that may seem early to some because it's a virtual event, but because of the non-virtual component of us shipping you things, we need to close registration on September 22nd in order to have time for us to prepare all that and get it to you. So both of those deadlines are right around the corner, which is why we wanted to make sure we got this information out to you now.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything. The only other thing that I thought of is we just need to confirm, I guess, is that you do need to be a member of the association in order to register for the rendezvous, correct?
Yes. Yep. Thanks for mentioning that, Karen, because that's something I tend to forget when we're doing our podcast, and we know we make that available to not just members, it's available to anyone. So yes, this is a members only event. But if you're not a member, we really do hope you'll join us. There is a great camaraderie, great information, great content throughout our website and our events for members. So hopefully you'll consider joining us if you're not already a member.
Well, I think that covers everything. I don't know that there's any questions left, but obviously if people have questions, you know, how can they reach out to us if they don't find what they need on the website or have additional questions?
You can always email me at krusso@greatloop.org. That's krusso@greatloop.org. And yeah, we're happy to answer any questions. So Karen, thanks so much for joining me so we could get all of these details out to our listeners. I'm sure we'll have you back again at some point. And for our listeners, thank you for joining us once again. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.